And it's now time for your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Education Department has launched an investigation into UC Berkeley for failing to report hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign funding, particularly from China. While the university insists it's been cooperating with federal inquiries, the saga does reveal once again how our elite academic institutions seem more committed to foreign interests than American ones. Speaking of institutions saying one thing while doing another, the Association of American Medical Colleges, which administers the MCAT exam, is playing a shell game with its diversity agenda. While publicly scrubbing DEI language from its website after facing criticism, an insider has told the Daily Wire that leadership is privately assuring staff they remain very much committed to DEI. Internal documents show the organization simply advising employees to avoid polarizing terms like system of oppression and birthing people while continuing the same ideology. On the international front, Ukrainian President Zelensky told Ben Shapiro that he's absolutely open to auditing how U.S. aid is being spent in his country. The Government Accountability Office confirmed significant oversight gaps, noting that our State Department lacks a comprehensive approach to track economic assistance. It's just remarkable. After years of blank checks, basic accountability is now just being considered. Don't you think something should have been established on day one? CNN is in the news as their ratings collapse continues, with primetime viewership dropping to just below 500,000 viewers last week, while the demographic that advertisers actually care about, adults 25-54, never broke 100,000 for any primetime show. Well, a disturbing case from Disney World reminds us that personal vendettas quickly become public dangers. A disgruntled former menu production manager was sentenced to 3 years in prison after hacking into Disney's system to remove food allergen warnings and replace wine region listings with references to mass shooting locations. Those reckless actions could have endangered lives of children with severe allergies had Disney not caught the sabotage before menus actually reached customers. In North Dakota, Republican Governor Kelly Armstrong has vetoed legislation that would have protected children from sexually explicit materials in school libraries, calling it a misguided attempt to legislate morality. The bill, which passed both Republican-dominated chambers, would have given parents greater ability to challenge inappropriate books, but Armstrong bizarrely claimed that in today's media-saturated world where profanity, drug use, violence, and nudity are harder to avoid than to find, protecting children from explicit content in schools isn't even worth the effort. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, also, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.